Music at spacegospel.com.
Must wake up to the call of God and live as people of wisdom and not foolishness. Today, we are told in England, rather the United Kingdom, we're being told now they are making it mandatory in the next year that children must be taught in schools as a syllabus. It tells you that they want to teach children that there can be homosexual families. That live in a family where there are two daddies and two mummies. That is evil. That is evil. That is evil. That is demonic. It is a satanic agenda to destroy every day. Verse 2 says, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful and unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And the Bible says, have nothing to do with these people. The times we are living in now calls for every Christian, for every believer, to be so vigilant. Because the end of the times are at hand. Actually, we are living in the very end of the end times. And Jesus Christ can come in a minute. This is my conviction. And don't say that you are born and the same message was being preached that he is coming. By the way, he is much nearer now than when you first heard this message. He is much more nearer. He is just at the door. And it calls for us now to wake up and to await the coming of the Lord. And we are not going to await for the coming of the Lord when we are living carelessly. The days of Noah. People are told, these are dangerous times. You need to repent. You need to turn back to God. Come, let us build this ark and save our lives. And they looked at Noah as if he was insane, as if he had lost his mind. And for 40 years, they were just mocking what he was doing. They were just laughing at what he was doing. Until that day when God himself shut the doors of the ark. After Noah and everything that God commanded him to put in the ark was in the ark, and God shut the door. And when he shut the door, they did not see any clouds in the sky to bring down rain, because God opened every fountain in the heavens and underneath. And water was flowing from underneath and from above, because God was determined to finish them. That is the moment they realized this man, after all, was not insane. He was in his right mind. He had heard from God, and he was doing what God had commanded him to do. And they were saying, we wish we had listened to what we were being told. But it was too late. Now they were crawling to Noah. Please, Noah, open the door for us now. We believe. And Noah was telling them, I'm sorry. It is not I who shut the doors. If it was me, I could have opened for you. But it is God himself who shut the doors. A time is coming. And those who have lived carelessly will be saying, I wish I knew when the door will finally be shut. When everything that you ever held on to will be just useless. And everything that people have valued will have no value whatsoever. And all they will be hanging on to was, I wish I had listened. These are times for you to take care of yourself. Take care of your relationship with God. Because if you don't, nobody is going to do it for you. Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. When you don't have Jesus Christ, you don't have a direction for life. Jesus gave his life as a ransom for many. He came to give you life. He denied himself positions and authority, and he humbled himself so that you can have a relationship with him, so that he can pay the penalty for your sins and give you a place with God. He says that he came that you may have life and life more abundantly. The devil wants you destroyed, but there's one who loved you and he gave himself up for you. If you believe in him and live in accordance to his will, you have life in you. In John 8:12, Jesus came to remove all darkness to those who believe and follow him with loyalty. When you talk about removing darkness, it's to remove all forms of wickedness. And with one heart turning to the Lord Jesus Christ and asking him to guide you and to lead your life, to be the Lord of your life, because he wants the best for you. The world has nothing good for you. The world and every pleasure is in them. They are going to come to an abrupt end. They are going to be destroyed. When Jesus Christ appears, nothing else will matter. Anything that mattered will be of no value. Wealth and riches will not matter. Anything that you have held on to will just be vain property. It is not going to be of any benefit to you. John 10, 28. He came to give us eternal life. And let me remind you what the Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 4 verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else but Jesus Christ. Don't let anybody deceive you and tell you you can have life or a relationship with God outside of Christ, because that is not possible. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. If you believe in him, you have life. If you believe in him, you have life. And you are on the way to God, because he is the only way that leads to God. Only him. Today, we have too many people who are holding on to possessions, and they will do anything to have money in their pockets. Today, we have professionals, not all of them, but some of them, doctors, people in the medical field who don't care at all about human beings, about human life. You just look at them and you feel that they are glad, or they feel happy when people suffer, when people die. Let me remind you, if you are the kind of person who are enjoying people suffering in their diseases, in their sickness, and you are capitalizing on the suffering of God's people, a time is coming when all your pride and arrogance is going to rot in the grave. You'll be nothing. And remember this, even if Jesus tarries and he does not come as soon as possible, then your negligence, your ignorance, and all that you have done against God's people is going to visit your children. And whatever you did, whether it was through neglect, or whether it was through ignorance, or whether it was through pride, it is going to visit your children, because God said it. And God will not say something, then not do it. He said, I'm going to visit the sins of their fathers against their children, the third and the fourth generation. Useless things. You have been holding to things that have no eternal value. But Jesus says, even then, we must be saved. The resurrection of Jesus Christ guarantees our forgiveness. It guarantees that we have a relationship with God. If he was not raised from the dead, our salvation is in vain. But because he was raised from the dead, and it was witnessed by those who were with him, who wrote this message to us, we believe today that he is raised from the dead. And because he lives, we who believe, we shall live. And we shall see him as he is. Because he is in heaven. And we know that he's never going to die again. He died once and for all to save us. And when we believe, then we have the same life that he gives. We have the same life that he has. For he gives us his own life. He gave us his own life in his blood. His righteousness became our righteousness when we believed. Today, if you believe, your righteous, his righteousness becomes your righteousness. And he said, I'm going to overcome. There's nothing you cannot be able to go through, because he gives us the grace every day to overcome the things that stand against us.
In him we are able to overcome all temptations. We are able to overcome sin. We are able to overcome the devil and the world. And in him we are more than victorious. He is victorious. Those who are in him are victorious. For he has given us victory in his name. Praise be to God. If you don't have him in your life, you may be living a life that has no meaning. But if you're living a life that is fully committed to him, and you have given all your loyalty to him, you have life eternal. For he came that you may have life, and life more abundantly. Praise be to God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and he has made it so that you may rejoice in it. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4 says, above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming, he promised? Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has seemed, it has since the beginning of creation. This is the reasoning of men, and they forget to read the times. They forget to read the times. When you have wisdom, then you read the signs of the times. Because they are wide open. You can see in the last days, many people will turn from their faith. And they will turn to the doctrines or teachings of demons. Now they are teaching. People who are teaching us and telling us that you can have access to God without Jesus Christ. That's a teaching of the demons. There is no other way to God but through Jesus Christ. If you don't have him, you are not on the way to God. If you have him, then you are on the way to God. Because there is no other way to God rather than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Luke 21, verse 36, it says, be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. I believe in my heart, today, this moment in heaven, there is business. Things are moving quickly because the coming of the Son of God is just on the way. You must be prepared. Prepare yourself for his return. Because if you don't, you will be left. You will be left, I promise you. But you must stand and be vigilant. You must be aware of the times that we are living in. Mark 13:22. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. You don't know. You have no knowledge of this time, or the coming, or the return of the Lord. So you must stay awake. You must be prepared so that if he comes today, and he may come today, if he comes today, then you'll be found worthy to be called a child of God. You'll be found worthy to be given eternal life. Praise be to God. The things of God are just about decisions. You must make up your mind. You must decide. Who do you want to follow? How do you want to live out your life? Matthew 24, 21 to 22, for then there will be great distress, and equal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equal again. In those days, if those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has a heart for the righteous. God has a heart for his own elect, the elect of the Lord. And the days of the distress will be shortened for our sake. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Are you in Christ Jesus? If you are not, have you invited him into your heart? If you are not, this is the day that the Lord has made. Make up your mind and decide to forsake ways of evil wait to forsake your ways of pleasure and live in the ways of righteousness. Shall we stand? Hallelujah.
Umeinuliwa juu sana, umeinuliwa juu, umeinuliwa juu, umeinuliwa, umeinuliwa juu sana Bwana, umeinuliwa juu sana, umeinuliwa, 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 umeinuliwa juu sana Bwana, umeinuliwa juu sana, umeinuliwa juu.
Most people would desire that I get saved today, that I commit my life to Christ today, and the rapture happens tomorrow. It is not going to happen. It calls for you to prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God has given you a chance because you're alive today. Let's close our eyes before the Lord. And just look through your life. Are you living as God expects of you? If you're not, please, this is your time. And tell God, forgive me. I have not lived according to your expectation. I have not lived a righteous life. And tell the Lord, today forgive me for all my sins. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him today and tell him, Lord, please forgive me for every of my sins. You are once saved and you went back to sin. God is willing to restore you. God is calling you back to himself. Tell the Lord today, Lord, I return back to you. I turn back to you, Lord, forgive my sins. He is always willing to forgive and not to punish. His blood is still fresh. His blood will cleanse you now. And from this moment, take it to your heart that you're not going to live the same way that you used to live, in an offending way before God. And live by that commitment. And I promise you, as Jesus Christ returns, you'll be found worthy. Because if his blood has washed you, then you are clean. Don't let any condemnation continue in your heart. When he forgives, and he forgets. Lord our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ, for that blood is ever speaking better things for us than the blood of Abel. My God, thank you for the gift of salvation you have given us to, you have given it to us, O God, in Jesus Christ, your Son. You always call us back to yourself. For you never leave us, O God, it's we who leave you. Help us, Lord, now to commit ourselves fully unto you, to follow Jesus Christ, your Son, loyally, all the days of our lives. And when the coming of the Lord, the rapture happens, or we die before the rapture happens, then we'll be found worthy to inherit your kingdom in Christ Jesus. Bless us all in your presence. And Lord, let the light of your face shine on us. If you want a special prayer over your life, I want to pray that prayer over your life. You want to commit your life to Christ? As our eyes are closed before God, please lift up your hand in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand now. Lift up your hand. And tell the Lord Jesus, Lord, welcome into my life. Tell the Lord Jesus, welcome into my life. Tell him, Lord, welcome, come into my heart.
and tell him, Lord, I make you my Lord and Savior from today. If you do that, your name is going to be written in the book of life. And you will not need to be afraid. You will not need to be scared. Your salvation is assured. If the Son shall therefore set you free, you shall be free indeed. Lord Jesus, receive them now who have turned their hearts to you. Save them now, Lord. Forgive all their sins. And Lord, I pray, write their names in your book of life. And I pray on that day, when all names of your saints shall be read, that their names shall appear, shall be there. Their names shall be called out. Now they shall enter, Lord, the new Jerusalem. And they shall rejoice with you forever. Lord my God, receive them, Lord, in your fold. You have any other need, I want to pray over that need. Lift up your hand. Lord, behold, your people's needs are raised up before you. Meet these needs, O God. The financial needs, Lord. Jehovah God, the physical needs, every spiritual need that they have. O God, almighty King of glory, I pray that your hand shall be mighty and powerfully upon them to meet them, O God, at the point of their every need. Let the wall of your divine power surround them, and your goodness and mercy follow them all the days of their lives. Receive now, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you and we honor you, for you have the best for us in Christ Jesus, your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen. Say amen like you mean it.
More music at spacegospel.com.